And I carried some to New York to this cousin of mine who lived in an apartment, Ruth. And she cooked them in her apartment.
Oh, no.
And the German woman called down and said, Miss, I want you to call the sanitary department. Says, I believe one of the sewer mains is busted. She's cooking chitlins. But we like them. And of course, I buy them sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hmm.
But no, we don't have it. And then in the smokehouse, the homemade laundry soap. We called it the lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
It was made out of meat and potash and turpentine. Mm-hmm. Spirits of turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my, it would clean. Eat your hands up too.
Mm-hmm, not bad. Back to the hog. What parts would you use? Did you have like a fatty part that you would keep to season vegetables?
Well, we had the side meat.
Mm-hmm.
The side meat of hogs is what you make bacon from. But we didn't. But we would slice it then and fry it.
Okay.
Slice it and fry it to have a fat and a thin streak. But there's another part down on the stomach next to the sides that we cured and used that to boil vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that part?
Well, that was white side meat.
Mm-hmm.
For seasoning vegetables. We buy some of that now. They say it's not good for you, but we had an old man who died about several years ago. He was 105. And he ate it all of his life, and he'd always smoked all of his life, and he drank. And his two twins came when he was 65, and his doctors had died several times. And the last doctor told him he just couldn't live, he didn't stop smoking. And the doctor had been dead for years when he died. And he died with pneumonia. That had nothing to do with bad habits. I'm not recommending it because I don't smoke.
And what about on the outside of the bacon and so forth? Would you leave the outside part of the hog over there?
The skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's meat skin. Yeah, the
Did
meat
you do anything
skins
with that?
Were very often boiled and then cut up and put in the liver pudding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, every part of the hog was saved, and then they'd also use some of the meat skins and what we call the souse meat. It was the meat that was made from, you could take it off the feet and the head and skins. And then we had something they pressed it in. And then you take it out and you put it in vinegar.
Hmm.
You can buy it now.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-U-S-E, souse meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always ate the hog brains too.
Hmm.
And the lower part of the hog here was called the hog jowl.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd use that jowl. Some people call that jowl, but we don't. We call it jowl. It's J-O-W-L.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that to cook peas and things like that with.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring. It'd be salted good. Everything would be salted down well.
Right.
When we didn't
preserve.
Have refrigeration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about the part of a chicken that, you know, the bone that you can give to the children to...
Yeah, the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
A wishbone.
Okay.
They cut chickens up differently than what we used to.
You don't get those anymore.
No, don't. I don't even see them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they chop them up to. They chop them when we buy it already chopped up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you have to buy it and cut it yourself if you want to get
what
one of those.
What we used to have besides the two long legs or drumsticks, we had the short legs and then had the breast and the rack and the pulley bone and had two wings.
Hmm.
And the rack had the neck on it.
Hmm. Okay.